Hey friends, I gotta ask you a question. Have you ever dreamed of a business where you no longer had to work on the weekends, where you were able to spend more time with your family? On this episode of the Danny Morrell Show, I do something I rarely do, and as a matter of fact, give credit to Isaac, my camera guy, because I didn't even wanna release this. This is an actual footage from my keynote speech at our company mid-year review. And I'll tell you what makes this so interesting is that right before I came up, Claudia came up and gave her speech, which like she had a standing ovation. It was incredible. And as a result of the power of that talk, I literally scratched all my conversation, my keynote, everything that I had prepared, and I just went from the heart. And I gotta tell you what came out, I think is gonna be not only inspiring for you, but very challenging for you. I think you're gonna grow a lot. I think you're going to push yourself to do more in less time and to really have the dream life that you're looking for. So, very rare, I'm giving you inside access to our company mid-year review and my keynote speech at that event. I'm gonna be honest with you. I've never in my life felt like I shouldn't be on stage. But she was that good, I don't even want to be up here right now. I really feel like she was that freaking powerful. So let's give her a round of applause, please. And yet, the reality is that she experienced that transformation because there was a deep motivation for her to experience it. I mean, I can remember, you know, I think she was at like 150 pounds or something in the picture. And then remember she would ask her coach, like, do you think I can get to like 142? And that was her doubting herself. And what did you end up on stage?
119.
Can you give her... And I remember she would ask that question, like, do you think I can get to 142? By the way, look at the body language, look at the expression, do you think it's possible? And in my head, I would be like, yeah, it's possible, you know? And she blew, and I would think, yeah, you can get to like 130. Bullshit, she got to 119. I mean, she went way past, right? I guess I'm bringing that up because for many of you, we do the same thing in our business. And many of us, unfortunately, we're trapped right now. And we're trapped in a story and in a cycle in our minds that doesn't allow us to really see what's possible. And when you looked at the panel members earlier today, it was interesting. I actually wrote notes back there. But each of them said something that caused them to be successful. And what they said without saying it was, I took control of my thoughts. That's what they said. Dirty 30. Do you realize what happened? Because if you're not in tune, you didn't catch that. Please listen. She just brainwashed herself to believe in 30. That's all she did. That's all she did. Where's Jordan? Where's Jordan? Jordan is brainwashing himself right now to become a better listing agent. Did you catch when he said that? It's like everybody up here said something. They said something that all led to, I've got to decide in my mind that this is important to me and this is what I'm willing to give up in order to get it. So, who was inspired by Claudia right now? Okay. And if she could do it, do you think you could do it?
Yes.
Okay, so I need a clean sheet of paper real fast. I'm going freestyle right now, so bear with me if none of this makes sense, but... I need you to be perfectly honest with yourself right now. And on the top right-hand corner of the page, I want you to put the most amount of deals you have ever closed in 6 months, please. Take your time. What's the most amount of deals you've ever closed in 6 months? Not money, don't do money. Can I tell you a little secret? Say yes.
Yes.
Because we have emotional attachments to money and how much we make and so forth and so on. Don't ever track volume, don't ever track money, track deals. You do more deals, the volume and the money will come. So put that number on the top right-hand corner, please, everybody. Most amount of deals you've ever done in 6 months. Okay? And I need you to pick one partner real fast, and I just want you to share. Don't even talk, don't nothing. Just go like, and show them the number. Whoever it is, pick one partner. Okay, you guys got it? Everybody see their number? Yeah? Okay, good. Just by a show of hands, who is happy with that number? Raise your hands. Who's happy? Okay, you're pretty happy. Brian's pretty happy. Okay, good. By a show of hands, and you need to like really acknowledge this, who is not happy with that number? Raise your hand. Raise them high. High. Don't be shy. I want them extended all the way. Okay, good. Who would like to fix that number in the next 6 months? Raise your hands. Okay? All right. That's what we're going to do right now. What we're going to do right now is identify how to fix this number. Okay? The first place that we need to start, please listen to me. The first place we need to start whenever you're about to have any transformation is one word and one word only. And I want you to write this word down. Why? Why? Why is it important to you? Why is it important to you? Because everybody says they want to break through. Everybody says they want to lose weight. Everybody says they want to make more money. Everybody says that they want to live a better life. Everybody says they want to drive a better car. Everybody says they want a vacation. Everybody says everything. But getting connected to why in your heart and soul it's important to you, that's a whole different story. Here's the catch. The catch is half the time, we don't know why. I mean, like secretly in our heart and our spirit, we know. We know it's because we're meant for more. Here's the problem. There's so much confusion and so much garbage and so much crap going on in your head right now that it doesn't allow you to see why. So I'm going to help clear up that confusion real fast for a quick second, okay? How many of you are parents? Raise your hands. Okay, look around, please. Look around. So I want you to look at the state of who we are right now. 95% of us are not happy with our outcomes, and about 85% of us are parents. Guess what that means? It means if you're unsatisfied, you're teaching them to be unsatisfied. Okay? It means you're not performing at the level that you should be performing at. You know it, yes or no? Yeah, deep in your, like inside, you know. Yet there's the clutter up here, but in here you know that you're not performing at the level that you should be performing at. Guess who is the receiver of the brunt of all of those emotions, of all of that letdown, of all of that downfall, of all those insecurities? Guess who it is? It's them. Claudia proved it to you. I love my father. I love him. I love him. But what did he try to do? He tried to keep her from taking the best trip of her life. Was it out of love? It was out of insecurity. Whose insecurity? His own. So you got to realize that, guys. You got to realize that if you're a parent, the reality is that if you're not happy, right, if you're not fulfilled, if you're not working at your highest potential, unfortunately, they're receiving the brunt of it. I don't know about you, but this may not be it, but was that enough for all of you to make a change? If it was, raise your hands. Okay, can I tell you something? Bullshit. It's not enough. Some of you need to feel the pain. That's why she had the transformation she had. Unfortunately, I caused her pain. See, it's very easy to raise your hands and say, oh yeah, no, you're fucking lying. You're fucking lying. So ready? Write down time with my kids. Write it down. And by the way, for those of you that are single and don't have kids, I'm going to teach you a game to play in your head. Don't say, oh, but that's not me. No, because that's why I am where I am. Because when I was 18, I was like, someday I'll have kids. So I need to learn this lesson now, right? Even if you never had planned to have kids, well, someday, that's affecting me somehow. So find what I'm trying to teach you, right? And don't block it, right? Time with your kids. Some of us are unfortunately working 7 days a week right now. Now, I don't mind you working 7 days a week. But if you're working 7 days a week, and on top of that, you put a number up in the top right-hand corner that you're not satisfied with, then guess what? Then there's something missing. There's something missing. And so we don't realize that it's missing because we're just in the loop in our heads. How many of you can honestly say that you work on Sundays right now? Raise your hands. On average, you work on Sundays. Raise your hands. Okay. How many of you can, everybody take a deep breath. Everybody exhale. What do you think it feels like for them? I want you to think about that. What do you think it feels like for them? What do you think it feels like for them that mom or dad is not performing at the level that they know they should be performing at, and on top of it, it takes them 7 weeks to not perform at that level? Which, by the way, they work that seventh day because there's a loop in their head saying, I have to do it because that's my job. Can I tell you how I stopped working weekends? I made a decision. I want you to write this statement down, please. I will never again, for the rest of my life, work a Sunday. And I'm going to increase my business while I do it. Is that a thought, yes or no? See, now listen to me very carefully. So many of us have this loop going on in our head that it doesn't let us think of a new possibility. Yet look at the number in the top right-hand corner. Could there be a way where you not only work less, but you sell more, yes or no? Let me tell you the answer. The answer is 100% yes. You're just not allowing yourself to think of the possibility. It's like Claudia saying, you think I can get to 142? I'm telling you. And you know it deep in your heart because I've coached people. And you know what happens magically when you have no option but to not work on that last day? All of a sudden, you squeeze in the business in the first 6 days of the week. But it's got to become a standard. And here's the beautiful thing. You could decide literally right now. I want you to feel what it would feel like to never work. You're not going to work this Sunday. You're not going to work this Sunday. And you're going to figure it out. You're going to find a way to do at least the same amount of business that you have in that number without working a Sunday. Is that pressure, yes or no? Yes. Is that enough pressure to make you figure it out, yes or no? See, that's why she did what she did. She had pressure. You ain't going to get on stage all pale and fat in a bikini, are you? She had pressure. I'm just going to ask you to do something. Who is willing to declare right now that no matter what happens, they will never work another Sunday ever again for as long as they live? Right? Just stand up. Now watch this. Who is willing to declare that for as long as they live, they will not only never work another Sunday ever again, but on top of that, they will do at minimum the same amount of business that they're doing right now? Stay standing if you are. Perfect. Now let's take it another level. Who is willing to declare that they will never work another Sunday ever again for as long as they live and do more business than they're doing right now? Stay standing. By the way, how much is more business? What if it's one deal? What if it's one? What if it's one, Tina? Just one more deal in the next 6 months, but on top of that, you never work another Sunday again. Is that a massive improvement in the quality of your life, yes or no?
Yes.
What's it gonna take? You need to put the pressure on yourself. You need to learn how to control your mind and set that standard. You need to learn how to not be manipulated by people. Who are people? Your clients. See, right now what happens is they have a way, right? You literally attract the exact people you need to fulfill the story that you have. Once you create a new story, you start attracting better quality people. The same way she had negative thoughts, you might have a negative thought. You might say to yourself, hey, yeah, but Danny, but what if they say Sunday's the only day? Be honest, who thought that thought? Whose egos thought that thought? Okay, thank you for being honest. Yeah, okay, I'm gonna teach you how to say it and you'll fix it and it's done. You ready? Ready, say yes?
Yes.
I'm sure you understand.
I'm sure you understand.
I work 6 days a week.
I work 6 days a week.
And Sunday.
Sunday
is the only day,
that
I can spend with my family.
So what day is best for you?
Saturday?
Saturday.
Or Monday?
Or Monday.
Have a seat. The whole game is in your head. The whole game is in your head. We started with kids. Next thing I want you to write down lifestyle. You know, it was awesome. I saw you guys, and I love the fact that you guys are friends and everything, and it's so awesome to see you guys, like, go away. I don't care if it's to Vegas, like, for the weekend to do something. I know, it's beautiful. How many of you guys, take a deep breath. How many of you guys can honestly say you're not experiencing life at the level that you think you should be experiencing at? And I mean by just having fun. Raise your hands. Okay, hold on. Keep them up. So I just want you to pay attention. So now we're parents who are not fulfilled with our production, who are working 7 days a week, and on top of that, we're not having fun in life. Everybody write down the words heart attack. Everybody write down the words cancer. Everybody write down the words brain aneurysm. Because that's where we're headed. How many of you guys are okay with that plan? Raise your hands. See, I realized something. I realized that I was wired in a way to not allow myself to have fun. So like in the last 2 weeks, like I did Columbia, I did Miami with the boys. I was like, you know, I had such a great time with them. Like I was dropping the kids off, like I was crying because like I didn't want to like let go of them because we had such a great time. Now I get the privilege of, we're gonna go with my brother, to hang out with my brother to the US Open. As a matter of fact, I was such an asshole in my previous life when there was family functions, like I didn't wanna hang out with the family because I was just working. So like the family is hanging out on Sundays for Father's Day. And I said, you know what? I'm tired of like alienating myself from other humans that I should be loving and caring. You know what? I'm going. So I said, I'm going. I call Claudia right away. Claudia's coming too. You know what I realized? The whole time it's been up here. See, in my head I thought, yeah, but Danny, but you kick ass in business. How many of you guys realize it's not enough to just kick ass in business? You want to kick ass in life. You want to have a great time. You want to allow yourself in the next 6 months to go somewhere. Some of you haven't gone somewhere in 6 years. Yes or no?
Yes.
Where will you go in the next 6 months? Write it down. Just pick somewhere. Somewhere. I don't care where it is. I don't care where it is. Where will you go in the next 6 months? And now, under that, write down, what's been stopping you from going there all this time? And write down the words, nothing. Just your story about what it means to go. I want you to write down the word house. Can we be honest about something? Can we be vulnerable with each other? Yes. How many of you guys know I'm like vulnerable as all hell? You know everything about me. I mean, it's my downfall. So how many of you are homeowners? Raise your hands. So now, about a good 40% of us aren't homeowners. And we aren't homeowners, and we're selling real estate. There's a little disconnect in that story, yes? By show of hands, how many of you are living in what you call your dream house? Like you're happy. Raise your hands. And I'm going to tell you from experience, dream house doesn't mean big. Dream house means dream house. What makes you happy? It's not about size. It could be the house you're in, but with $100,000 invested into it to make it look beautiful. Write down the kind of house that you are going to provide for your family. Just describe it. I was in Florida. I don't know if you saw my buddy Ben's house. Ben owns a pretty massive company, and he lives in a 3,000 square foot home. But it is like decked out, pretty badass. You know what I realized, Josh? I realized like my whole life I was wired to like live in a mansion. Not that there's anything wrong with it. But there's a new piece in my heart that helps me to see what I never saw before, and that it's not about size. It's not about bling, it's about happiness and joy. And what makes you happy and you joyful. The number that you put down in the top right-hand corner, I want you to divide that number by 6. And I want you to give me a number. Who said that? Who said 2? Josh? Josh said 2. Who said what? 4 a month? Martin says 4. What's your number? Huh? 1.5? 1.5. What else? 3? 2.13. We have an analytical in the house, but I love it. Yes? Who gave me that number? Who? Monica? 2? Okay. Who can be a little vulnerable and say that their number is 1 or lower? Raise your hands. Can I tell you why the number is 1 or lower? Because you haven't connected to why that is unacceptable. It's the only reason. You see, the minute you connect to your dreams, your why, what you want to provide, what you want to experience, all of a sudden, your mind starts waking up to see the possibilities. It's like she couldn't even see 119 as possible. Do you guys get that? Yes or no? It's the same thing. It's the same thing. She couldn't even see it. She couldn't even see it. But then when she connected to her why, it was so clear. I remember I even tried to derail her. She left it out on purpose. It's okay, I'm vulnerable. It's the new Danny. She was like 4 weeks out from her show, and I remember like she was just feeling all like jacked up, and she had started to break out in her face and all this stuff. And like ego me was like, well, maybe you should be careful. Maybe you gave it your best shot. Maybe you gave the. And you know what? Kudos to her. She said, no, shut the hell up. I'm going all the way. How many of you guys realize that sometimes there's people in your life that they mean well, they want to help you, but they're the ones that are stopping you and holding you back? They're going to keep stopping you until you decide that you need a new standard and you have a new why for your life. It'll never change, guys. It'll never, ever change. Who is okay with things never, ever changing? Raise your hands. So that's the moment when things get clear. So I want to help you because do you feel like there's a power in the room right now? Yeah, okay. But sometimes it's out here. Ready? We need to narrow it down. Whatever that number is, the most amount that you've ever done in 6 months, I want you to just increase it by, you know what? I'm not even going to tell you. Increase it by what you think your heart is leading you to do. It could be one. With Sundays off. Oh my God, that would be awesome. It could be Sundays off and 10% more. It could be Sundays off and 20% more. It could be never working a weekend again and 20% more. This is what I'm trying to tell you guys. There is nothing stopping you but what you think about the number. So who has a number and a new number? Four more, and Sundays off?
Yes.
And what would that do for your family?
It's a lot more.
It's a lot more. What's four more times 9 or 10? That's $40,000 more in income in half a year. Please listen, that's $80,000 a year more in income, and on top of that, 52 Sundays off. If you did that, which it's only four, it's not that big of a deal. If you did that, how proud would you feel about yourself?
You'd be accomplishing something that I'm not.
You'd be accomplishing something that, quite frankly, you probably never thought was possible.
Yeah.
Like if I never got on the stage and had this talk with you, you would have never been exposed to the fact that it was possible to make 80 grand more a year and never work a Sunday ever again. Do you realize that? Do you realize you literally could have gone the next 10 years? You know how many poor realtors are out there right now that are not in this room, that should be in this room right now to hear this message? That'll never be in the message, so they're going to stay in the loop. Question. You could also hear the message and stay in the loop. You guys get that? That's a decision you need to make. That's a fire that you need to feel inside. Who has a number? Who has a number? Six more. Six more. That's one more per month. And on top of that, without working Sundays, guys, everybody write down the words dream life. See, when you stop thinking about surviving and you start thinking about what a dream life means to you, guess what happens? You stop surviving and you start attracting a dream life. You saw that before and after picture. Which one do you think she's happier in? It was the second one. It was the second one. Right? But she had to see it in her mind first and then go after it. She had to feel it in her heart. She had to realize why she was doing it. And then, quite frankly, she had to feel the pressure to make it happen no matter what. You've heard me say Dirty 30. Who does not know what Dirty 30 is? Raise your hands. It's okay. Dirty 30 is a talk that I had about a year ago. Where for so many of us guys, we're so concerned with, are we going to get a listing? Are we going to get a buyer? Are we going to do this? Are we going to do that? Can I tell you what made me who I am today? And can I tell you what you could do if you want to right now? I decided my first year in the business I was going to close 30 deals. I just made the decision. I didn't care how. I didn't care what needed to happen. I didn't care what had to happen. People, we're not building enough momentum. You gotta build momentum. Because when you start building momentum, here's what happens. It's like you're going to find places where you're scared, where you're nervous, the same way she did. The same thoughts that stopped her, they're gonna try to stop you. Almond butter is like you prospecting. It's the same thing. Did you guys get that? It's the same thing. Almond butter is like you tracking your numbers. It's the same thing. Almond butter is like you not knowing what to say. It's the same thing. Some of us have been practicing for 3 years. We still don't know the script. Why? Because of the loop. Because we're not picturing the dream life. So what's the plan? Are you ready? Because now I'm going to give you the plan. The same way her coach gave her the plan. And it's up to you to follow the plan now. I'm going to give you the plan. I'll guarantee the results. I'll guarantee it. You guys ready? Write down number one. Role play every day. But you don't understand. No. That was the old you. We're not gonna give that old you power. This means that on Monday, I'm gonna stand up there, I'm gonna lead you in role play, and I want that camera filled. I don't give a shit what happens. I don't care what you do. I don't care the story you have. Don't drink too much on Father's Day. Don't do anything. Why? Because Monday morning, you need to get in the office, because this is serious. There's something that's gonna happen on Monday. There's something that's gonna happen on Tuesday. All next week, you're gonna be tested. Did you guys get that? Incredible things in your life don't happen without you going through the fire. You made a declaration. You just said, I'm never gonna work a Sunday ever again for as long as I live, and on top of that, I'm gonna do more business. Who does that? We do that. Intero does that. Nobody else does that. Nobody else can imagine it. But you can. So you gotta realize that things will come up. But Monday morning, you gotta be at role play at 8:30 in the morning. Can I tell you why? Please say yes. Because
yes.
You need the energy. You need the camaraderie. You need the support. You need the belief. And you need the words. I need you to role play Monday through Thursday every week for the rest of the year outside of whenever you take your vacation and the last 2 weeks of the year. If you're willing to commit to that, stand up. I'm willing to commit to you that we are going to put our best foot forward and provide you the best information possible every single morning for role play from this point forward. Sound good?
Yes.
Grab a seat. Number two, you need to prospect a bare minimum of 2 hours a day. Please listen to what I'm about to tell you. I know what it's like. I know what it's like to be nervous. I know what it's like to not want to get on the phones. I know what it's like. I know what it's like. And yet I also know one little secret that you may not know. Those extra deals that you want to do, I'm telling you this from experience, they may not even come from the phone. But they'll come because you're on the phone. Let me say that again. They may not even come from the phone, but they'll come because you're on the phone. There's something, Antonio, you know what I'm talking about, right? You guys know what I'm talking about, right? You guys know exactly what I'm talking about. There's something magical that happens. It's like you take a key and you unlock the gates of the universe and you open it up just by putting forth the effort. I promise you that'll happen. I promise you that'll happen. But you got to prospect 2 hours a day, Monday through Thursday. Without attachment. You got to do it for the sake of doing it. And then when you do it and quote unquote nothing happens, guess what? No, you're going to empower your mind and say, no, something did happen. I built a habit. I built a belief. Oh my God, I did it. You're going to encourage yourself. You got to learn to stop. Like she said, you got to learn to start loving yourself. You can't be so hard on yourself. I'll go 90 days without anything quote unquote happening. But guess what? Something did happen. I put in the effort. And it's magical, people. I'm willing to bet my life on it that all of a sudden people will start calling you. Number three, a minimum of one open house per week. Okay, let's talk la pura neta. Do you think I want to be on the phones right now selling tickets to Relentless? No. Do you know how big my ego is? I have the biggest ego in the room. Who, I'm going to call you to get, no, I'm not going to do that. Do you know how much we spend on that event? $450,000. If I don't fill that room, my neck is on the line. I feel the pressure. Do you understand that? Do you understand, right? So guess what? I got to get on the phones. Hard work is not beneath me. Hard work should not be beneath you. If you're willing to commit to one open house per week, one open house per week, that's all I'm asking you to do. Do it on Saturdays and Sundays you're off. Listen to me. Do you know the power you will have when you prospect 2 hours a day with intensity, Monday through Thursday, and you host one open house a week? Some of you have never done that ever. Ever. Be honest, yes or no? What would happen if you do that? On Sundays, you're going to feel good about taking it off. You're going to feel great. Regardless of the outcome, Nicole, you're going to feel great. Number three.
Four.
Even better, four. You need to track your numbers. I'm going to have a conversation with the lead coaches. We as a company need to change that because we genuinely care about you guys and we genuinely want you guys to grow. I don't care if we have to force feed it. You need to be tracking your numbers. That means during those 2 hours a day, when we walk by your desk, you have the little screen of Solvus open and you're just clicking when you make a contact or whenever it happens. Why? Because at the halfway mark, lead coaches, are you with me? At the halfway mark, then we can look, we can meet with you, we can help you, we can adjust you. But without that, we don't know what's working or what's not working. Your tracking your numbers is just like the almond butter. It's the same thing. There's just a story in your head. And you gotta learn to eliminate that story. Number five, you gotta put everybody in your database in Moxie. Here's the greatest piece of advice I can tell you. You know the difference between the workers that are up in Northern California picking cherries, picking strawberries, and the entrepreneur who's making $250,000, $300,000 a year without working weekends? It's the way they think. It's what they think is possible. It's what they think they're worthy of. It's what they think they're deserving of. Let me ask you a question, and Justin, thank you for this. You just reminded me of this. How many of you someday want to change the world? However that is, but who has the audacity to think, you know what, I want to change the world? Maybe it's your world. Maybe your world is your block or your city or whatever it is. Like to me, in my crazy way, the way that I changed the world was I started in tarot. Because I don't care who you are. You look at any top producer in the last 7 or 8 years, they somehow started here. We made them. I'm proud of that. But can I challenge you, for those of you that want to change the world, raise your hands. No one will listen to you until you prove you can change your own. No one will listen to you until you prove you can change your own. So everybody's out there on social media saying this and this and that and renting cars and doing all these things. Yeah, but look. No one will listen to you until you. So if you really want to change the world, you got to start by first changing yourself. And it's going to take work. It's going to take work. And last but not least, number six, you need to work out every day. Look at you guys. You can. What's wrong with you guys? I can't. I got to get you back. Please listen to me. Please listen. Everybody take a deep breath. Everybody release. There's a reason why you're not working out. Can I tell you why? Say yes.
Yes.
It's just because of the story in your head. For that reason alone, you have to do it. For that reason alone. Because you see what happens, guys, is if you're living in the default world in one area of your life, that shit's gonna creep up in other areas of your life. A story is controlling you. You gotta take care of your body. The more that you take care of your body, the more that your body will take care of you. Are you not inspired by that? How many of you can honestly say you see yourself in the before picture? Raise your hands. I did. That's the puzzle. Those are the pieces of the puzzle. I want you to look at that puzzle real fast. And I want you to honestly tell me, and look, I'm not, this is for you, but I want you to circle the one piece of the puzzle that there's no way you can do. There, circle the one or two or three that there's no way I couldn't do it. No way. No. We can do them all, right? We can do them all. Who says we could do them all? Raise your hands. Hang on. That means there's been nothing stopping you this entire time. Do you understand that? That means that whatever's been stopping you, whatever's been holding you back, has been purely imagination. And if you can learn to fix what you imagine, you will fix what you do, and you will fix what you have. Write that down. Fix what I imagine. If I can fix what I imagine, I will fix what I do, and I will fix what I have. All right, so I hope you not only enjoy that, but I hope more than anything that it brought you tremendous value. If you feel like you need a little bit more help and a little bit more training, there's a link below where you could register to see a webinar. If you're watching this when it just got released, it'll be this Thursday at 1 p.m. I'm going to cover the 3 points of success in business: your mindset, your sales skills, and your ability to generate wealth. So join us for that webinar. It'll be live. It'll be for 1 hour. And even if you're watching this in the weeks later, click on the link. We'll have a recording of the webinar there for you as well. And as always, guys, we are less than 45 days away from Relentless. Go to relentlessevent.com. Find a way to get there. Your life will change. I promise you that.